Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy Independence Day to all of you. I know it was Wednesday, but you know what? I feel like we're still celebrating because it's a holiday in the middle of the week. You get 2 weekends in a week to do it. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. Thanks for bringing in the Latin from Manhattan, Bob, because you know what? A beer show is always as good as a grilling show, and we don't do enough of these.
So yeah, I agree.
I'm glad you figured that out.
And thanks to Mr. Brian Fonger, who's playing some great bumper music for us. He's the wizard of the big board who makes us sound better than we truly are. In studio right now is the Latin from Manhattan, Mr. Rick, or as I call him, Rico Suarez.
Thank you. Kind.
So, Rick, we were talking during the break about one more beer you wanted to chat about.
Yeah, I just didn't want to let one slip away, which is the our chocolate ale called Decadent Chocolate. It's a really fine, easy drinking beer. I'm always very surprised when I open it up, and I probably shouldn't be, but it's just so smooth and so easy to drink that women actually fall in love with it. But there's one also called Mint Decadent Chocolate that is my personal favorite out of the whole book, and I got to tell you, it tastes like an Andes candies when you're
really?
Drinking it.
That's what smooth. I hear.
At 8%. Yeah, the decadent chocolate.
So do you drink that real cold, or do you drink that at room temperature?
No, you drink it, pretty, cool. Cool, not too cold.
Right.
55 right. is pretty much average for that bottle.
Right. And it's going to open up a little bit, and you're going to get more of that chocolate and that mint flavor when it's
you'll
warmer.
You'll get the nose, and you'll get the mint with the mint decadent, but it's just an easy drinking beer.
Sounds like dessert.
Perfect with desserts, perfect with a float. You can make them.
So if I make a
could you?
Yeah.
If I make a better life choice from my dirty blonde and I go to chocolate and mint that's decadent, I think I'm there, man.
I think I'm there.
But right before the break, I mentioned to you that I'm interested in your perception of the beer business because you're squarely in it. This is what you do. You're a professional. And where do you see this ebb and flow? Because we've already talked about 5 or 6 different styles of beer. Where do you see this thing going? Because this is hot right now.
You know, I kind of think, and this is my personal opinion, I just think that everybody is hopped up these days and super hopped.
Yeah.
I think the market segment is going to trend to more drinkable lagers, pilsners, kolsches, something on the lighter end, especially in these dog days of summer. And it's something that's misunderstood along the way. It's great, the hop craze, because the farmers are making hops everywhere.
Yeah.
Making good money.
Making money.
And it opened up the segment. But I also believe that it's a little saturated in my eyes. And that's my personal opinion.
Speaking of saturated, this vanilla Java Porter is pretty good.
It is. It's really easy to drink. Like I'm saying, everything doesn't have to be a hopped up beer.
Look, Joppy, I can segue too.
Right. Yeah.
It is
interesting.
Porter, I tell you that.
Yeah.
But I really think that, people are going to go lighter with flavor,
That second part is where it's at. With all respect to the Bud Lights and the Miller Lights of the world, if you're in the craft beer, what you miss when you go back to there is flavor, right?
It's
the alcohol content's there, but there's not a flavor that you go, that's really good. It's just a volume thing with me. You go to parties, I go to parties, but if I drink Bud Light or Miller Light, it feels like I'm not getting that beer experience to me anymore. And I don't mean to be a snob because when you met me, you've told this story 100 times, is I hated craft beer when I met Bob. Now my pendulum is all the way to the other end.
Now he's a snob.
It's an acquired taste for a lot of people. I mean,
right.
People just can't transition into a craft beer without leading up to it gradually.
Yeah.
But, in the hotter weather especially, I think those, let's call them average or lighter beers, are a great idea because you're just thirsty, really. You got to remember to drink water, for one thing, when it's this hot.
And
when it's this hot, if you can't drink enough water and drink enough beer, just look for your local carrier dealer. And we'll take care of your air conditioning needs.
Right. So no, but I got to tell you this. I got called out this past weekend. I gave the tip. You didn't. That you need to drink a beer and a water and a beer and a water during the heat. A couple of my buddies were listening to the show, and specifically one of the wives.
Mm-hmm.
She heard that. She looked at her husband and said, "Is that Randy on the radio? That can't be him.
He I've does never not seen drink him drink
beer.
Water.
He does not drink a beer and a water and a beer and a water. That is not what that guy does.
The only water he sees is in the shower.
Yeah.
It's suggested to have a glass of water before you start drinking a beer.
Right.
It really is. It clears your system really well.
Well, yeah. And this hot water, this hot weather, you dehydrate so bad.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. And that's what it was about. But it was funny because I got busted. That is not his normal advice.
And on the Independence Day, on the 4th of July, I was actually drinking a ton of water by the pool.
Right.
I was. It was just so hot. And where everybody wants to stay outside. The air conditioning is so beautiful inside. And they're all at the pool and everything. And I'm kind of a sun baby. I've got a dangerous skin area where I got to really be careful because I'm blue-eyed. And my doctor's saying, okay, you're on the border here. You don't want basal cell. So I'm like freak about getting too much sun. And I won't go in the house to get the meat prepped and the air's around. My big carrier system's just chilling the house. And I'm like, I don't want to go back out.
Yeah. No, tell me about it. I spent the last year in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
And selling beer. So it's, yeah. The heat can work on you really easy.
Wears you down, brother.
So your mother's there, and the Puerto Rican, the hurricane that came through there, you know, to see the news, it was devastating. I'm sure it really was, but you were there. Tell us a little bit about that.
I will tell you that the, not so much the hurricane, but the aftermath affected me. I love wipes for 9 days because I didn't shower for 9 days, unfortunately. Although my sister was showering every day and hogging up the water. But I will tell you this, though. It took a while for me to get back and talk about it because it was really emotional. I couldn't talk about it without breaking down one way or another way. And then I said, what can I do?
Well, how many people on the island? Million and a half?
Well, there were 3.4, but they're down to 2.7 now because a lot of people just ran away to Florida, right. Texas, Boston. Some people landed in Michigan. You know, and I joined a little committee in Kalamazoo College to help them raise money. Just to transport people who needed to escape Puerto Rico for whatever reason. And they made it easier by setting people up in homes and stuff like that. So it was a little devastating. I still think about it every day and I go, wow.
Pretty hard to think about having to leave your home, though. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's got to be a tough point in life when you just say, well, we're going to pack up and move to the mainland.
Right. It was really tough. And a lot of people escaped to Florida. Actually, they did something well in Florida. They hired 73 school teachers from Puerto Rico, and they said that those teachers were more prepared to teach than the teachers in Florida. So I was really proud of that. Okay. But the island is coming back. You know, we're probably at 75% to normality. The hotels were open, so now FEMA's out.
The infrastructure is, the roads are back? Or
the roads are back. You can drive. I went there for Mother's Day, and everything is fine. I would just suggest if anybody wants to help Puerto Rico out, go take a vacation there. Spend some money.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
And you know, if you haven't ever been to Puerto Rico, you ever been to Puerto Rico?
I have not.
If you haven't been.
Fishing capital.
Great reason to go because it's, I think, it's taken for granted. You know, all the little islands get all the love, but this is a big island with a ton of coast. My friend's parents live down there. They have a winter home down there. They've been going there for like 30 years. They have an ice cream business. So, you know, they get the whole winter off, and they spend it in Puerto Rico, and they are absolutely
mad. And you could drink a great beer in Puerto Rico. Not only are the local guys making phenomenal beers, you could catch any of the big breweries out there, Bell's, Founders, Stone, Victory.
But what are they barbecuing?
You know, they fry their foods out there, you know.
And there's a business opportunity.
they grill, but mainly, you know, it's the dishes, you know, Tiano kind of dishes. Like what, I laugh here because the dish over there that everybody eats is rice and beans. And it's like Michigan's mac and cheese. Everybody's
right,
yeah, got to
right.
have
oh,
mac
yeah.
and cheese. Over there is rice and beans, right. You know. But they get creative, spices, fried foods. You know, baked foods, but not as much grilling going on until they roast that pig,
mm-hmm.
You know. Right.
Rick, you're passionate about Puerto Rico. I know it's in your heritage, and that's cool. You're a man from there, and it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
we picked the right man, Law Jop, because this show turned into the beer show. All these hot dog notes are just down the toilet. Man Law, no wasted beer in the name of humor.
Man Law. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
So we are going to cover some hot dogs in the upcoming segment, a whole 4 minutes worth.
Yeah, the Nathan's is always on the 4th of July. I saw that they made a counting error, and he actually did set, Chitwood, set a record of 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Are you kidding
me? That was
me?
Gross to watch.
Yes, it was. I mean, he's doing the chicken thing, trying to get these down, and he's ratcheting them back and forth in his mouth. I'm like, are you kidding me? Whatever. That's not the hot dogs we're talking about. Stick with us. We'll be back.